Blog Talk Radio.
My voice is heard. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and we're live, hallelujah, here with you in the studio, and we thank and praise God for this another day, and I know that you're excited just to be alive, just as I am. Praise the Lamb of God. So much going on in our world and our society, but yet the blessing of the Lord continues to cover us, continues to keep us, and we thank and praise God for his blessing, for his covering, and for his keeping power. I am so blessed to have each of you chiming in today, praise the Lamb of God, via the internet and by way of telephone. Those of you that would like to be a part of our show, would like to be on, praise the Lamb of God, the studio, all you have to do is call area code 646-564-9818. That's area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio. It's exciting, praise the Lamb of God, to watch God do what he does, the way he does it. Praise the Lamb of God. Just when you think, hallelujah, that the bottom is about to fall out, here comes God and he shows up, praise the Lamb of God, in another miraculous way and make a way out of no way for you. Praise the Lamb of God. I thank God today that my faith, my trust, my hope is in him and not another. I thank God, I say it again, that my hope, my trust, praise the Lamb of God, is in him and not in another. Praise the Lamb of God, because he can do the impossible through the impossible faith. Praise the Lamb of God that he has blessed us with. Hallelujah. That he has blessed us with to have in him. He is the, praise the Lamb of God, the beginner and the finisher of our faith. Praise the Lamb of God according to the word of God. Hallelujah. The author and the finisher. He is of our faith, and I thank God for his grace and his mercy today. My goodness, it's praise and worship day on our page. Praise the Lamb of God, and the saints have already been on there lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God, causing the name of Jesus to be lifted high today. Praise the Lamb of God on PSM Prophetic Truth page. Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for real people who don't mind giving God a shout, praise the Lamb, and making his praises known in the earth and not ashamed of them, you know, because the Lord's just too good to be ashamed of them. Praise the Lord. That's like a man buying a woman a mink coat and then she's ashamed to walk next to him. Come on, talk to me now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious, you should be happy, joyous, overly excited, praise the Lamb of God, to walk next to someone that is blessing you constantly. And God is blessing us, and all we have to do is lift up holy hands, praise the Lamb of God, and give him praise and let the world know that he is our God, our King, our Lord, our Savior, our provider. He's our healer, praise the Lamb of God. He is the sustainer. El Shaddai, he is. And he is my God and my King. And oh, how I love him today. I love me some Jesus, people of God. Hallelujah. And I know you do too. Well, we had an exciting show yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. That hour flew by so fast. Praise the Lamb of God. It just shot right on past us. Praise the Lord. But today we're going to finish our message. Hallelujah. That we was delivering on yesterday concerning pursuing. Praise the Lamb of God. The promise, pursuing the promise, because the promises of God have been spoken over our lives, and God has spoken and said that this is the season of manifestation. This is the season and time, praise the Lamb of God, that he is going to move in a miraculous way to bring us to the place, praise the Lamb of God, of receiving what he has promised. Praise the Lamb of God. Some of us already know we've been in a developmental stage. We've been in a pattern, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, of transformation, yes, Lord, of transformation to be brought into the glorious presence of God and for God to do a perfect work in us, changing us, praise the Lamb of God, change, 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 praise the Lamb of God, and change never almost never feels good, praise the Lamb of God. It never almost looks good to us. But people of God, I tell you, change always, praise the Lamb of God, makes the difference when it's a God change, praise the Lamb of God. When God is changing, when God is moving, the way he is moving now, praise the Lamb of God, so swift, so rapidly, my goodness gracious, that we come to a place of recognizing the change of God in our lives. And that change is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful change. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We got a caller here. Andrew, you're calling?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm all the way from England. And I'll tell you what, the Lord is out today. I'll tell you, the Lord is out today.
Who is this calling?
This is Andrew from England.
Andrew from England. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Man, well, God, we thank you for calling in today. Just talk to us, man. We're listening. What you got to tell us?
Well, I just started my religious journey. I'm a bit nervous, so, you know. I just found religion, basically, and it's changed my life, you know. Went from, like, negative to positive.
So there, in your, you said religion, but I hope you found Christ. That, you know, and that's what we really need. Did you find Jesus?
Yes, I found him.
Oh my goodness! Well then, now Andrew, that's the change right there. He is the change maker. Praise the Lamb of God. When you find Jesus, hallelujah, and he comes into your life, into your heart, you repent of your sins, praise the Lamb of God, and give him that seat, hallelujah, that rules you, the seat of authority. When you make him king of your life, praise the Lamb
yeah.
of God, and Lord of your life, hallelujah. Brother, let me tell you something. Things start changing for the better from that day forth. Even though, praise the Lamb of God, you go through ups and downs, but he's right there with you, praise the Lamb of God, making sure that the change, praise the Lamb of God, works on your behalf. I'm excited about you, man. Hallelujah. How long have you been converted now? I mean, you know, as far as receiving Christ.
4 days.
4 days?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Have you been baptized yet?
Yeah, I am, man. I went to the church and got baptized and everything. It was awesome, yo.
Oh, I see the smile on your face. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is an awesome thing. Oh, my goodness gracious. My God, a 4-day convert on the show today. This is so exciting. Now, let me ask you this, because this may bless some people here. Tell me this. What caused you to really seek after or let me say, my grandmother would say, stumble up on Jesus. How did this happen for you?
Well, I was just like, I don't know. Well, it was on here I found religion, actually, like how I found Christ. It was on here. I found up a radio show on here, and they kind of made me get into the whole Christ thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I felt that I needed to change as well. I mean, I'd come in from school and be like, you know, miserable and not very happy with my life. And then I converted and now it's all good.
Now it's all good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But I want you to notice now that, you know, sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, the devil will get on your track, praise the Lamb of God, to make you feel that the change that you have made in your acceptance of Jesus Christ. I want you to remember my words. Praise the Lamb, because this is what happened to a lot of young converts and believers. Praise the Lamb of God. We feel the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, in his presence and his spirit, and then, praise the Lamb of God, we get an attack from the enemy. And when the enemy attacks us, praise the Lamb of God, we wind up falling by the wayside. A lot of young people, praise the Lamb of God, and others, young converts, this happened to. And I just want you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might today. You know what I want to do? I want to pray for you right now, praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because you have the joy of the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, but I want to make sure that you have the indwelling of his Holy Spirit. Can we pray? Hallelujah. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory. I thank you for Andrew, Father, and for his life change. I bless you, Father, today that he has called in, praise the Lamb of God, and has given us his testimony. Hallelujah. Just 4 days, Father, 4 days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah that he's on this journey, Lord. How exciting, how beautiful it is, because we know that heaven rejoices when one sinner repents, Father. And so we know there is joy in heaven even today. Hallelujah. And the angels give praise to your glory for what you've done for us at Calvary. Father, we reverence your Holy Ghost Spirit today. We reverence the Holy Spirit. We reverence it. Hallelujah, Father. And we ask you now to fill our brother with your spirit, O God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let your anointing and your power be on him so that he can be a witness in the earth, O God, that he can speak those things, hallelujah, that is revealed by your spirit and by your word. Oh, God, that he can teach people in the way, that he can snatch men and women and boys and girls out the fire of the flames of the devil, that they might live this glorious life in you, Father. I pray divine protection and cover over Andrew, Father. As he goes, Father, bless him today. in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for calling in, Andrew.
Sorry about my friend. He's he doesn't really understand Christ. He doesn't take it seriously, so he was playing music.
Oh, no problem. It's all right, man. I was young once too, and in college and all of that, so I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Be blessed.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! What a wonderful, a real life, praise the Lamb of God, testimony right here on the show, people of God. I mean, when you think about 4 days, praise the Lamb of God, of salvation, you've been saved 4 days, people of God. How many of us can think what happened on the fourth day of your salvation, praise the Lamb of God, after you accepted the Lord and was baptized? What happened 4 days later, praise the Lamb of God? I guarantee you the majority of us was not on a radio show, praise the Lamb of God, giving praise to God about our salvation. That's awesome to me, praise the Lamb of God. I praise God for, hallelujah, that type of praise report from that brother, all the way from England, from the UK, praise the Lamb of God. We thank God for him. He up there with Blossom, praise the Lamb of God, our daughter in the ministry there. Blossom, praise the Lord. We thank God for her. Hallelujah. And the ministry that's emanating from her life today. Praise the Lamb. Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. That was exciting to me. Hallelujah. 4 days. Hallelujah. Convert. My God in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, since today is praise and worship, we want to look to the Lord and give him thanks and praise for all of the good things he has done. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to thank him for our pastors and our, hallelujah, leaders that's in our churches. Praise the Lamb of God. We're always looking to our shepherds that God has blessed us with, who he said he would give us shepherds after his own heart. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to pray for them today. We want to pray, hallelujah, people, for parents today. I want you to pray for your mother. Praise the Lamb of God. Pray for your father. Pray for your sister and your brother. Pray for your family today. Praise the Lamb of God. Your kinsmen, let's put it that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's pray for them and give praise to God for them and the life change that God is about to bring even in their lives. Hallelujah. All those that's connected to us, praise the Lamb of God, must come under the covering. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Praise the Lamb of God as we finish and conclude the message that we started on yesterday, if at all possible. Praise the Lord. But we want to pray for them and keep them covered under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That salvation can come to all of them. All of us, no doubt, have relatives who are not saved. Praise the Lamb of God that need salvation. We definitely want to pray for those. Praise for those who are sick and shut in. Praise the Lamb of God. Those who are hurting. Hallelujah. For our nation needs prayer. Hallelujah. We're praying for our president today. Praise the Lord, Barack Obama. And First Lady Michelle and those children. We're praying, hallelujah, for our local governments that the change can come, hallelujah, even there. Praise the Lamb of God, that will be a blessing to our nation. They're arguing over guns, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Should they have an automatic gun or should you be able to carry a pistol? This, that, another, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. It's just so much nonsensical back and forth, praise the Lord. Because human life is cheap in their eyes, but a soul is precious in the eyes of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And we, as the people of God, hallelujah, and the intercessors in the earth realm, we have the ability through prayer, praise the Lamb of God, for God to reach his hand into the heart of a man, praise the Lamb of God, in the hearts of men, and turn their heart any way that he desires to. Praise the Lord. So I'm asking you to pray today. Praise the Lord. Do we have a volunteer prayer today? Praise the Lamb. Would someone like to lead us in prayer today? Please push one on your dial quickly. Praise the Lord. And we will have you to come and pray for us and lead us in prayer today. Hallelujah. That we can go forth in this show. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. If nobody wants to pray today, then guess who's going to pray? I do not mind praying because prayer always, praise the Lamb of God, results in the blessing of the Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. Father in heaven, I give you praise and honor and glory in this day. I thank thee for all that you are and all that you're doing. You're an awesome God, Father. I thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you are my God, my King, my Lord, and my Savior. Oh, God, you're just so much to us. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Who is like unto you? There is none like you nowhere, Father. None nowhere, Father. You are our God, our King, our Lord, and our Master. And I thank you, Father, this day, hallelujah, for all that you're doing for us. I give you praise. I give you honor, Father. Hallelujah. Your name is holy. Your name is righteous. Your name, Father, means so much to us. And we sanctify your name today, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Father. Father, I thank thee for this day. I thank thee for these people. I thank you, Father, for this show. I thank you, Father, for PSM, for Truth Christian Assembly. Thank you, oh God, for my children. Hallelujah. For every one of them, for Michael, for Joseph, for Timothy. Hallelujah. For Princess, for Angelique, for Gabriella. I thank you, Father. Hallelujah. For my grandchildren, Father. I thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. For my brothers and sisters, thank you, Father, for all of our family, for our cousins and loved ones that's connected to us, Father. I give you praise. I thank you for the spiritual link, hallelujah, of our pastors and our shepherds, oh God, that shepherd over our lives, God, hallelujah. Thank you for the men and women of God that prays for us, that intercedes for us, oh God. Thank you so much, Father, hallelujah. That you have touched hearts, hallelujah, that you have called hearts to be like unto yours, that we could have shepherds, oh God, hallelujah, Father, to your name, that would intercede for us, oh God, that would teach us in the way, that would show us the word of God and explain it to us in a way, Father, that it might have impact on us, that it might impact the lives of others. Thank you today, hallelujah, for husbands and wives, Father. Thank you today. Hallelujah, Father, for the family union as a whole. There is no God like you, Father. We've been under attack so long, oh God. The enemy has worked havoc in marriages, has worked havoc in homes, has worked havoc among our children, Father. But I know you are God that's able today to restore the breach. I know you are God today to restore the covenant. I know you are God today, hallelujah, to turn midnight into midday, Father. There is no God like our God. You are the King of kings and Lords of lords. Father, we lift up our government today. We lift up Barack Obama and Michelle and those children, Father. We pray for this nation today, Father. Hallelujah, as we look and celebrate, hallelujah, the prophet Martin Luther King Jr., oh God, and we reflect on the work of the dream. Father, today in the name of Jesus, we pray, Father, hallelujah, that you would give all of us a dream, that you would give all of us a vision and a hope, Father, hallelujah, for a better day, for a brighter day, and for your return, Father, hallelujah, to the Lamb of God. Father, today, ignite the spirit in us, hallelujah, to witness to others, oh God. Oh God, hallelujah to your name. Break down the walls, hallelujah, bondage of the enemy that's on the minds and the spirit of your people, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, walk to and fro through the earth, Father. Hallelujah, by your spirit, oh God. Somebody's in the gutter needs you today, Father. Somebody's wrapped up in a cardboard box needs you today, Father. Somebody's picking out of the garbage needs you today, Father. Somebody's belly is swollen. They need you today, Father. Someone needs you today, Father, is sick and can't walk in the hospital. Somebody needs you today to be the waymaker, to be that they need, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, feed your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, cover your people, clothe your people, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be shelter in the time of the storm, Father, and from the cold and the blast. You are God today, Father. Look and have mercy today. Somebody just need a cool drink of water. Somebody is dehydrated, Father. Somebody needs you today. Hallelujah, in the operating room. Somebody needs you in the emergency room. Somebody's laying at home on their bed of language. The doctor has given up on them, Father. Somebody's in hospital. purpose today, but I know there's a God that can speak to dead things and bring life. I know that there's a God that can speak renewal and recovery and restoration. I know, oh God, that you can do it. Someone's bereaved today. Somebody's heart is heavy. But I know you're the lifter of our head, oh God. I know you can pour the oil of joy, that you can give the garment of praise today. Bless your people today, Father. Your people need you in a mighty way, oh God. Father, move in our lives. We thank you for the promises. We thank you for everything that you said you're going to do. And we believe you in faith, oh God. We see your hand moving, shaping, and molding us, posturing and positioning us, oh God, empowering us to receive what you have for us, oh God. Father, we're waiting on you. We're waiting on you, oh God. It's your turn to work, Father. It's your turn to move, oh God. It's your turn to release your power, oh God. The enemy has done all. He has worn out the saints, oh God. But I know there's a God that sends refreshing rain. I know there's a season, hallelujah, that you declare a refreshing of the saints, oh God. Look today, oh God, and let the rain come down. Shower on your people, oh God. Bless us today in the mighty name of Yeshua, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless us today, oh God. We need you. You are our Father. You are our God. You are our King. And we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lamb of God. We thank and praise God for all that he has done and all that he's doing. Thank you for those of you that joined in prayer with us. Praise the Lamb of God, touching and agreeing. Hallelujah. God always honor the agreement of the saints. Praise the Lamb of God as we pray. And I thank and praise God for each of you just being here today on the show with us. You all are awesome people. Praise the Lamb of God. And I thank you for your support. Praise the Lamb of God for being here. If you're here, praise the Lamb of God, listening to us via the internet, and you would like to be a part of our live studio, please call in air code 646-564-9818. Error code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. God is an awesome God, people of God. I thank God that God is a God that hears prayer. Hallelujah. What kind of God is this? Praise the Lamb of God that he has established it so that a man can bow his head, that a man can look up to heaven and direct his heart, praise the Lamb of God, and his spirit towards God, and God will hear his voice. What an awesome God we serve, people of God. Hallelujah for the gifts that he has given unto us by his spirit. My God in heaven, if that's nothing to rejoice about, I don't know what is. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I find so much to give God praise about when I consider just how he works, praise the Lamb of God, in each of our lives to bring about a better us, praise the Lamb of God, to bring about a better us, praise the Lord. He's awesome in all his ways. Hallelujah. All right, people of God, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, it's praise and worship day. Praise the Lamb of God. Anybody have any praise reports, anything of that nature, you are free, praise the Lamb of God, to call in, hallelujah, and give your praise reports today. Hallelujah. We were talking yesterday, my goodness gracious, praise the Lamb of God, about, hallelujah, the pursuit of the promise, praise the Lamb of God, and the things we needed to do, and we was in 2 Samuel, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we saw, praise God, there in the 7th chapter, how God was blessing David through the promise, praise the Lamb of God, and through a covenant relationship, praise the Lord. The promise of his covenant, praise the Lamb, came, hallelujah, to David through the prophet Nathan, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To establish God's house, praise the Lamb of God. And through this, hallelujah, his desire, God honors it, and then God declares, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to bless your house. We have a caller, praise the Lamb of God. Jericho 630, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I am blessed. How are you doing?
I am blessed this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I called in with a praise report.
All right. We're here to hear it.
I called in. I have been in praise all this morning, all week. God, the enemy has tried to snatch my joy from me because I'm missing my son and all of that. And when I got that word this morning about procrastination, God was dealing with me because every time I get to the breakthrough, the enemy tries to come at me with depression. But this morning, I got up out that bed, because yesterday I did not get out the bed at all. But this morning, I got up out that bed, and I had a praise in my belly, and I had to get it out because I know that the enemy always come at me with depression when I'm right at my breakthrough. And
yes,
earlier this week, God gave me a word that objects in the mirror are closer than they appear. And I just thank God because what he was telling me is that my breakthrough is closer than it appears. But if I procrastinate, I push it back. And I had to get up and begin to praise God and allow him to put that word in my spirit and bring it to pass. And I just thank God today because there is a worship and a praise in my spirit. Spirit today, and I just give him the honor and glory, and I humble myself before him so that I can allow him to do a work in me, and that's my praise report.
Hallelujah. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Boy, you know, the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, will try to cause you to suffer with praise the Lamb of God, procrastination and paralysis due to, praise the Lamb, the spirit of depression that will paralyze you, praise the Lamb of God, right in your track. You know, the spirit of anger, the spirit of frustration gets on many of us, praise the Lamb of God, and we start canceling the assignments that we have covenanted with God that we would do. Praise the Lamb of God. We start laying around, praise God, and walking in bewilderment, hallelujah, concerning, hallelujah, you know, what God wants us to do because our focus is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
See, when your focus is on yourself all the time, praise the Lamb of God, then all you think about is how you feel, how you're being treated, what was said to you, what was done to you, this, you take everything personal, and you really don't realize, praise the Lamb of God, that it's really not about you. Hallelujah. It's about God's will, praise the Lamb of God, being done in your life, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of these things are molders. I have learned, daughter, that, praise the Lamb of God, that even the things that are detestable to me, even things that, hallelujah, frustrate me to the max, even things that, praise the Lamb of God, causes my blood pressure to rise, is forming me to become a better man, praise the Lamb of God, because I'm learning how to handle the antagonists in my life. I'm learning how to deal with difficult people in difficult situations and circumstances and still have my peace and my joy. Praise the Lamb of God. You know,
hallelujah.
I was so frustrated yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, or day before yesterday, I'm sitting there because, praise the Lamb of God, I needed some money. I needed some money to take care of some business. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
And Lord have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Yesterday morning, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the check was given to me for the exact amount I needed. Praise the Lamb of God. A seed was sown to me, and the Lord spoke to me and told me, he said, in this season, praise the Lamb of God, I will not allow you to walk around in need. In this season, praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He will overturn the plans of the table of the enemy. Praise God. God is just an awesome God in the way that he does things. Praise the Lamb of God. I just thank God for all that he is doing in this season. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, daughter. You called it. I want to encourage you, praise the Lamb of God, not to allow the enemy to strike you out. Praise the Lamb of God. Not to allow the devil, hallelujah, every time you feel like the devil is doing something to you, do a somersault, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and attack the devil by doing something like going out and witnessing to somebody, praise the Lamb of God. I used to do that in my younger years. Every time the devil would mess with me, I said, you should have done that. Praise the Lamb of God, I'm going down here to the gym, and everybody on the basketball court, I'm going to tell them about Jesus. You should have done that. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. That's the way I handle the enemy. Hallelujah, because the enemy desires, praise the Lamb of God, to see us with our head down. And it shows you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that these attacks come to make you to deny, praise the Lamb of God, what God has said. But when you think about the goodness of Jesus, hallelujah, if you just can for a moment just go back, praise the Lamb of God, and just think, this statement alone should be enough to bring all believers out of that depression.
Hallelujah.
I am with you. Praise the Lamb of God. Those were, I am with you. Those four words right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When the Lord said that, he said that as a permanent residence, I am with you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the promise of God on my life. Hallelujah. That he is with me. And I refuse to let the enemy make me believe that he is not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I refuse to let the devil make me think that God is not with me. You be encouraged. I want to pray for you now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your love. Hallelujah. For your daughter, I thank you, Father, that all that she is going through, Father, hallelujah, has already been predetermined. I thank you, Father, that even that, hallelujah, that the enemy has meant for evil, that she caused it to be towards her good. I thank you for her son, that even though, Father, he's not home, he's in a kept place, that your blood is upon him. Hallelujah, that your promise is upon him. Praise the Lamb of God. And that you're working things out, hallelujah, to give you glory. Hallelujah. And so that he can be used in the way that you have determined that he would. Father, I know before he entered his mother's belly, you had already ordained his life. Help us as parents, oh God, to see you moving, praise the Lamb of God, and to see the way you're moving, that the enemy will not get joy, hallelujah, out of your perfect will. Bless this daughter, oh God. Strengthen her and encourage her by your spirit and by your presence today. Let the joy of the Lord be her strength. Let the joy of Jesus be her strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah and amen. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Thank you, daughter. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for being here with us. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. I love you, girl.
I love you, too.
Be blessed now. Praise the Lord. Oh, my goodness, people. This is what it's about. I'm sorry, those of you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm sorry, but this is what it's about. Hallelujah, is ministering to people, praise the Lamb of God, that need help. Hallelujah. Now, back to our lesson, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is God's show, not mine. It's the Lord's show. Back to the lesson, praise the Lord. When we looked at, praise the Lamb of God, King David and his situation and his circumstance, to build God a house, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord read the meditation of his heart. He comes and he disrupts, praise the Lamb of God, whatever Nathan was doing, gives him a vision, praise the Lamb of God, gives him a vision, hallelujah, and speak to him and tell him, now go tell David all the things that I have spoken, praise the Lamb of God. This level, praise the Lamb of God, of prophetic participation on David's part to receive, praise the Lamb of God, the word of God from the man of God, hallelujah, and to move, hallelujah, on the level that he did, praise God, shows for, watch this now, shows for, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, his faith in God, his faith in God's word, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that moved him to an action to go into the presence of God and start praying. Now, we're not going to go through the whole prayer again like we did, praise the Lamb of God, but there's a couple of things I want to show forth, hallelujah, as we reflect on for those who weren't here on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. First of all, praise the Lamb of God, is the covenant commitment that was being cut. God cuts a covenant, praise the Lamb of God, with David, hallelujah, that is sure, hallelujah, because the promises of God are sure, hallelujah. He cuts this covenant, praise the Lamb of God, and he promises David through Nathan, praise the Lamb of God, all the things he would do and that it would be a blessing, continuity would exist in this covenant, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that would spill on his children and his children's children's children all the way, praise the Lamb of God, to the return of the Lord. Now, you know, that's powerful there. That's a powerful covenant. That's a powerful promise, praise the Lord. As we said yesterday, hallelujah, this continuity should exist, praise the Lamb of God, in anyone's, praise the Lamb of God, covenant promise. It should be bigger than you, praise the Lamb of God. It cannot just be all about you, praise the Lord, hallelujah. It has to spill over because the eternal word of God, we dealt with that yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. The word of God is eternal. Every single word that falls out of his mouth is eternal. Praise the Lamb of God. Every single word that comes from the mouth of God, praise the Lamb of God, is eternal. Hallelujah. Understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. It will go on forever. It cannot die. Praise the Lamb of God. What God says cannot die. It doesn't disappear. It doesn't dissipate. It's existing. When he said let, we understand that let is letting. Praise the Lamb of God, and it's still letting. Hallelujah. Everything else God says continues in that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. Now that he cuts this covenant, praise the Lamb of God, the continuity is there. David enters into prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and he's sealing it, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in his prayer life, hallelujah. We must pursue, praise the Lamb of God, the promise of the covenant, praise God, as we have been saying for the last several days, we must pursue it in prayer. Hallelujah. If you can't remember what God promised you in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, if it's not important to you in prayer, praise the Lamb of God, to mention it, hallelujah, to the Lord, hallelujah, then something is wrong with the promise, praise the Lamb of God. Something is wrong, hallelujah, that you're not putting this before God. God's word, hallelujah, as I share with people that I'm teaching, in prayer, praise the Lamb of God. God's word is the most effective thing that you can give to God for your release. Praise the Lamb of God. If God has told you anything, if God has promised you anything, the most effective thing you can do, praise the Lamb of God, is to give God his word back to him. Hallelujah. When you do that, you will see, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, the manifestation of the word. Because you are prophetically praying, praise the Lamb of God. You're praying that eternal word. You're giving it back to God, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And God will stand behind his word. He already tells us that he watches over his word, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure, hallelujah, that what, oh my God, I broke out almost in a laugh, hallelujah. Because the promise that God just made with me, praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That it will come to pass, praise God. And the devil in hell can't stop it. Praise the Lamb of God. Witches can't stop it. Warlocks can't stop it. Chanting in the middle of the night can't stop it. Disliking somebody cannot stop. But God, praise the Lamb of God, has spoken upon their lives. Praise the Lamb of God. The only person that can hinder the word of God from coming true in your life is you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The only person that hinders the word of God from coming true in your life is you. God can show you the man that you're going to marry. You can dream about him and everything. But your ugly disposition, praise the Lamb of God, could, hallelujah, cause that person to say, I would marry her if she was the last person on the planet. Praise the Lamb of God. God can show you the person you're going to marry, and because of your abusive ways, praise the Lamb of God, the woman jump up and say, I declare to God, hallelujah, I never want to see him again. You could have messed up your blessing, praise the Lamb of God, due to the fact, hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. So now, even though God promised you, hallelujah, a husband, you wind up with, you know, something else, praise God, and not what God really wanted you to have. Hallelujah. People of God, God is so, praise the Lamb of God, strategic in the continuity of his word so that his word can manifest, praise the Lamb of God. Even when you're not thinking nothing about it, God is behind the scenes and the unseen, shaping things, praise the Lamb of God, on your behalf. Praise the Lamb. I want you to receive what God has for you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch this now. David continues his prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He continues his prayer. I think I dropped off right here around verse, praise the Lamb of God. I think it was right around, hallelujah, verse 18 here. It says, then went King David in and sat before the Lord, and he said, praise the Lord, who am I, O Lord God? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Counting himself not worth. Praise the Lamb of God. Let's drop down. Praise the Lamb of God now. Hallelujah. That's when he went in. Let's drop down. Hallelujah. Verse 24. For thou hast confirmed to thyself, hallelujah, thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever. And thou, Lord, art become their God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The confirmation of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Watch this now. The confirmation of God's word always comes. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must be spiritually sensitive, hallelujah, to understand when God is confirming his word with you. I believe some of us are so focused on issues and problems until we can't even hear confirmation. Praise the Lamb of God. That sometimes the confirmation, it comes to us, and we are so wrapped up in us, praise the Lamb of God, until we can't even hear confirmation. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We cannot receive confirmation. And God confirms, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in many ways, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He can confirm out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, praise the Lamb of God, he can confirm that way. But God also confirmed through visions. He confirmed through dreams, praise the Lamb of God. God confirmed things that way also. And you must understand, praise the Lamb of God, the confirmation that God gives to you, praise the Lamb of God. You must be spiritually sensitive. You don't want to miss God, praise the Lamb of God. And that's what I'm saying. If you're going to pursue, praise the Lamb of God, then you're going to have to become, praise the Lamb of God, sensitized to the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, to God, so that when God starts confirming things, and you watch this now, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of people don't know this. The progression of the confirmation shows you the nearness of the manifestation. I just told you something. Praise the Lamb of God. The progression, hallelujah, of the confirmation shows you the nearness of the manifestation. But a lot of people think confirmations, praise the Lamb of God, just mean I'm sure going to get it. It's more to it than that. Praise the Lamb of God. Confirmation means get ready for it. Praise the Lamb of God. Are you ready for this? Praise the Lamb of God. That's what God really saying when he confirms something. Now, are you ready for this? Because I'm about to do what I said I'm going to do. But are you ready for this? Praise the Lamb of God. I just shared with you, praise the Lamb of God, when the Lord spoke to me about what he was about to do for me the other day. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sitting there, and God speaking to me and what have you. Hallelujah. When the Lord spoke to me, praise the Lamb of God, and said to me what he was going to do, the last word God said to me was, prepare yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Prepare yourself for what I'm about to do and what I'm about to give you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Confirmation. Now, what he had spoke, he had told me he was going to do before. He comes back and he confirms it himself. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he says, prepare yourself. Now, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. This is a word, hallelujah, that we need to grab hold to. Hallelujah. We need to grab hold to that word and say, oh, my God. God is confirming that he's about to do something. Praise the Lamb of God. When you get a confirmation from, we talked about the furniture delivery as an analogy. Praise the Lamb of God. Use that again. You get the confirmation from them that they're coming. You got to get things in order. That's the time for you to recheck and make sure nothing's blocking the doorway, that they can bring stuff in, that you know where you want stuff set at. Praise it's a confused, praise the Lamb of God, moment when the furniture company start bringing the furniture and stuff in, praise the Lamb of God, and as they're bringing the furniture and stuff in, you standing there and don't know where you want the furniture to be set. Put the sofa, I think I want it over here. It frustrates the delivery. Praise the Lamb of God and the deliverer. Those that's delivering get frustrated. Praise. They might just sit it down on the floor and say, you put it where you want it. Praise the Lamb of God. So the problem there is you failed to prepare and the final confirmation has been given to you. So if God is confirming and reconfirming, praise the Lamb of God, that what he said is about to come to pass, now it's time for you to go down your checklist to make sure that you are ready to receive what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's time for you to go down your checklist to make sure that you're in the right position, that you're in the right posture. Praise the Lamb of God, that you're in the right place to receive. Praise the Lamb of God. Now watch this now. Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of us, praise the Lamb of God, going to move out of place before the promise comes. And when you move out of place and out of your position before the promise comes, you're going to miss it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And it ain't going to be nobody's fault but yours. You're going to be talking about, well, I couldn't handle this. Well, I couldn't deal with this, and I couldn't deal with that. When the Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Praise the Lamb of God. When all you had to do is forgive, when all you had to do is love, when all you had to do is exemplify the fruit of the Spirit. Praise. But you're so hooked on yourself. Hallelujah. So you think you're making the sun shine. You think the sun rises on you and the moon shines on you while you sleep. Praise the Lamb of God. All you think is all for you. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to miss the promise. You're going to miss what God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because your position, praise the Lamb of God, needs to be re-looked at and to make sure that you are in the position and that you stay there. Because when you move out of position, you're going to find out, praise the Lamb of God, I missed what God had for me and what God was promising me. Praise the Lamb of God, because I moved. Praise the Lamb of God, because I moved out of my own frustrations and irritation. How many of us jumped up and moved out of our parents' house premature? Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. How many of us jumped up prematurely, praise the Lamb of God, and moved out of the place, praise the Lamb of God, of our parents' home, hallelujah, because we didn't want to follow rules and stuff like that, not knowing we were in a blessed place. Then when we got out, we started looking around saying, paying my own rent is a trip, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my God, buying all my own clothes is a trip, praise the Lord, hallelujah. And then some of us tried to go back, and they said, no. I turned that room into a little den room now. That's not a bedroom no more. You can't come back here. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are in position, that you are in place as God is confirming, that you are prepared, people of God, to receive what God has for you. You want me to tell you something? Praise the Lamb of God. You know, when somebody is trying to prepare you to receive what God has for you, you should be happy about it. Praise the Lamb of God. There should be a level of appreciation and gratitude. Praise the Lamb of God. My reading and meditation this morning was about the attitude of gratitude, being grateful. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I believe that some of us are so in a position of spoilness. Praise the Lamb of God, that gratitude is not really there. Praise the Lamb of God. You must understand something, people of God, that God does not have to speak. God does not have to say anything to us. God does not have to reveal anything to you. What a privilege it is, praise the Lamb of God, to have the God that you have, hallelujah, preparing you for what you don't even deserve. What is it that he's about to give you that you deserve? You find it. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to mark it on your list. Hallelujah. That you deserve. None of it you deserve. Nothing you have you deserve. Praise the Lamb. Not even a chair to sit in. You don't deserve it. Praise the Lamb of God. But the love of God, the mercy of God, the favor of God that he has pronounced on you, you didn't earn that neither. Praise the Lamb of God. You talking about all you did, you ain't done nothing. God pronounced it on you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just as he pronounced it on David. He pronounced it upon you so that you could receive, praise the Lamb of God, what he has, praise the Lamb, for his glory. Hallelujah. Everything God promised David in this covenant, praise the Lamb of God, is for God's glory. Praise the Lamb. Let me go on. Praise the Lord. Watch this now. Then God comes to him. In the same, praise the Lamb of God, place that we're in here. He talks to him, praise the Lamb of God, about his children, praise the Lamb of God, and his throne and his family. So now he's talking about covering, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I mentioned this on yesterday, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The covering of our children. The covering, praise the Lamb of God, of our families. That's what we were praying about today when we come on the show, praise the Lamb of God, to remember those, praise God, because sometimes we can't get because of the wrong position of family members. Hello, light bulbs. We can't move into what God really has for us, praise the Lamb of God, because we have a Hophni and a Phinehas, praise the Lamb of God, living in our house. Sometimes, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we have a little baby Jezebel in our house and know it and do nothing about it, praise the Lamb of God. We allow them to live any kind of way they want to in our house, and then we have this little corner, praise the Lamb of God, that we call God's corner, praise the Lamb, hallelujah. And God says, you're the overseer of that house. Why are they going on in your house? Hello, light bulbs, praise the Lamb of God. Why is that going on in your house when it's your house? Hallelujah. I bless the house according to the head, not according to the children. I bless it according to the head, how the head deals with me. You give me your house, you offer it up to me, and then you allow anything to go on in it. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't expect, praise the Lamb of God, a blanket covering, hallelujah, when in fact, you got your toes sticking out from under the darn blanket. When God covers, your toes is hanging out, praise the Lamb of God, because this is the thing that you are allowing, praise the Lamb of God, Satan to have access to and privy to right there in your own house. You have to make sure that things are in order for your delivery, praise the Lamb of God, for your manifestation. You have to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that your family is in subjection, that prayer is going on in your house, praise the Lamb. And I ain't just talking about you. Hallelujah. Don't tell me you can't get your kids to pray. No, you can't tell me you can't get them to pray when you're feeding and clothing them. Hallelujah. You're giving them money and go to school with and all this kind of stuff. You're doing everything. You can't get them to stop and pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Then something is wrong with the authority of the house. Maybe you ought to let them rule the house, praise the Lamb of God, and you become the child if you can't get your child to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Something's wrong there. You have to bring the house under subjection so that the house can receive the blessing, so that the house can receive the blessing. God was so, praise the Lamb of God, concerned about David, praise the Lamb of God, and the promise that he made to him until he tells him, he says, even if Solomon mess up, praise the Lamb of God, I'll chastise him. Hallelujah. I'll chastise him with man. I'll chastise him with things, praise the Lamb of God, in the earth realm. In other words, praise the Lamb of God, I won't do it. I'll allow things in the earth to do it, praise the Lamb of God, to bring him back to me and back to the place that he needs to be. But I will not forsake him. I will not leave him, praise the Lamb of God. I will forever cover him, praise the Lord, and his children and his children's children all the way to my coming. Praise. What an awesome promise upon your house and upon your children, praise the Lamb of God, and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren, who I hope you have concern about, praise the Lamb of God, and their life and their lifestyle and their living, praise the Lamb of God, and how that's going to affect, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the future. Because you just don't want a blessing to be in your house, praise the Lamb of God. And then when the blessing has expired, whether it's money or whatever, when it has expired, praise the Lamb of God, everybody is living like hell. Your kids going to jail. Your daughter out in the street selling her body. Your son is hooked on drugs. You want the promise, praise the Lamb of God, to come, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, and saturate your family, praise the Lamb of God, and continue. You want it to continue, praise the Lamb of God. Okay, I got to move on here. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I got to move on. Watch this now, watch this now. David is praying here, praise the Lamb of God. Watch this, verse 27. For thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, has revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee an house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And now, O Lord, thou art that God, and thy words be true, and thou hast promised this goodness unto thy servant. Praise the Lamb of God. You have made a promise unto me. Praise the Lamb of God. You have promised this goodness to me. Hallelujah. Therefore, now let it please thee to bless the house of thy servant, that it may continue forever before thee. For thou, O Lord, hast spoken it, and with thy blessings, let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, what David is saying to him, praise the Lamb of God, now, Lord, do as you have said. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, let me tell you something. There has to be, praise the Lamb of God, a place that's in your faith, praise the Lamb, that causes you to be bold enough to say to the Lord, Lord, do as thou hast said. Praise the Lamb of God. Do as thou hast said. Praise the Lamb. Now, I want you to hear this, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to hear this good, hallelujah, because I don't want you looking for wild promises. Hallelujah. I don't want you looking for wild promises. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you focus upon what God has promised you. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you focused upon what God has promised you. Praise the Lamb of God. God has promised, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to do something for you. That promise, praise the Lamb of God, is God's word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Your reaction to what God has said will determine your time and the point of your manifestation. How you react, how you conduct yourself, praise the Lamb of God, how you condition yourself, praise the Lamb of God, and that's around you that concerns you, praise the Lamb of God, will determine the point of manifestation. God goes through a lot sometimes to get us into the place and the position of manifestation. Hallelujah. Because something is left out of order. Hallelujah. Because we really can't see what God is trying to do. And he's pushing us over in areas to get us to see this is out of order. What I have promised you can't come till this get in order. What I have promised you can't come until this get in order. So he's shifting you around. If you watch what he shifts you to, praise the Lamb of God. You're focused on one thing, but God causes another thing to happen so your head can look over there and say, oh, my God, that's out of order. Praise the Lamb. In this season, your mind, praise the Lamb of God, your sensitivity has to be what is out of order that needs to be brought in so that God, praise the Lamb of God, can really do what he wants to do. Hallelujah. So that God can do what he really wants to do as it relates to the promise that he promised me. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, listen to me good. Hallelujah. Prophet Shakespeare want all that God has promised him, and I'm going to receive it. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to get it. You want me to tell you why? Because my antennas are all the way up. Praise the Lamb of God. My eyes are open wide. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I'm looking to see all, praise the Lamb of God, that God has for me come into manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, hallelujah. It's been real. I love you. I bless you. I got to go. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be a short show. The remainder of the week is 1 hour. Praise the Lamb of God. every day. I'm over time now, about 10 minutes. Praise the Lamb of God. But I love you and I bless you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's been good. Let me tell you what you do now. Find that prayer time so you can get into that prayer place. I bless you. I'm excited about your future. God bless.
My life I give to you in worship ever.